Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
This was a memory that I had that came up last night, and I think that God was putting something on it to be released today. So this was a memory that I had. The Lord reminded me of this last night in the middle of the night, that when I was in middle school science, how many of you guys remember middle school, how fun that was? It's the height of, for me, it was the height of perfection and the lowest of self-esteem. How many of you guys can identify with a time like that? Yeah. And we're in earth science, and the teacher was teaching about geodes, you know, those little orbs that have all the crystals inside and the beautiful purple crystals, and you have to peek through a little tiny hole in the orb and you see this whole new world inside. And the Lord was showing me this memory, and he showed me how the teacher handed me this orb, and he went into this long story about how precious this orb was, how basically this had been here from the beginning, and it had been formed with pressure and all this time and energy that went into making it, yet it was so fragile. And when the teacher put this orb in my hand, not 5 seconds later, you can imagine what happened. The orb just broke in my hands into two pieces. Yes, that was my face. And I looked at the teacher with these teary doe eyes, and the teacher comes back to me and he says, "Let's take those broken pieces and hand them to your class so they can see what was inside of that orb." And I feel like what the Lord was showing me as I was covered in this purple dust of the brokenness is that there are people here today who are broken, that they feel like the world, all the beauty of their life has just been shattered. And that the Lord wants to take those broken pieces and say, "Look, now my light can shine on that. I made that so that my light can be shined, not so that it would be hidden and only a few could have to strain to see it, but that all could see it, and that he can shine his light on our brokenness so that others can see and say, 'Wow, God, good job, God, at what you've done.'" And so for those of you who might be feeling broken, who might feel like your world is shattered, or I messed up, I made a mistake, I had even if it was an accident, but that it was broken, that something in your life has fallen apart, I feel like the Lord wants you to lift your eyes up to him today. And as you look at the eyes of your Father, I want you to see him smiling at you, not judging you and not condemning you. He wants to release his love to you, because he wants to show you the good things he planned for you from the beginning of the earth, before he laid the foundations of the earth. The things that you thought in your life would be broken, that's the thing he wants to shine his light on. He wants to release his beauty through in your life. So as you look up at the eyes of your Father and you see his smile on you and you see his love, let him shine his light on your life today. And I just declare that the Lord is shining his light on the broken places. He is releasing healing to those places. And I break off shame so that you don't have to get your identity from your brokenness. You are not what you've gone through. You are who God says he is. And the beauty of your life is when the Lord shines his light on you. I bless you with that today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just lean in for just a little bit longer. I just want you to lean in. Close your eyes for me and just lean in. Just lean into the love of the Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just receive his overwhelming love and goodness. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now I'm going to ask some of you to do something really brave. If you feel like you've been in a really hard and heavy season, where you feel like you've been contending and contending. The picture that the Lord gave me is there are people like they're swimming across the river, and it just has been so tiring. Like you've been contending and trying, doing everything that you know to do, and it's just getting exhausting. Like, we're just weary sometimes doing good. We just get weary. And so if you are one of those people, I'm going to ask everybody to sit down, but if you are one of those who's just been weary while doing good, I'm going to ask you to stand so that you can be identified. So everyone standing is the ones who are feeling this. And the other picture the Lord gave me was of Moses when he had his hands up and he was praying and he was warring for Joshua and Israel in the fight. As he got weary, as his arms got weary, Aaron and Hur came alongside to hold up his hands. And what is that but a picture of Moses interceding for Joshua, but yet Aaron and Hur helping to intercede and come alongside with Moses. So if you are one who's been weary while doing good, if you've just been trying in your own strength to the best of your ability, but it's just gotten tiring, I just want you to stay standing. And everybody else, if you're around them, I want you to lay hands on them or extend your hand toward them. We are family here, so we want to come alongside, and we're going to pray for you. But before we pray, I want you to think about how you pray. And if you pray in English, feel free to pray in English. But if you have a prayer language, I want you to pray in the Spirit. But remember that love is a weapon. And so when I pray and intercede for somebody, I want to pray and intercede for them like I've prayed for my children, like I prayed for a loved one. It's the kind of prayers that is fierce and passionate and full of love and hope and expectation. We're going to go to war for these brothers and sisters who have been weary while doing good. We're going to lift up their hands for them, and we're going to pray and contend for breakthrough. Amen. So we're going to pray, and I want you to release your voices into the atmosphere and pray over them in English or in your prayer language. It doesn't matter. But we're going to contend. We're not begging, but we're going to contend for their breakthrough and their refreshing. Amen. Let's do it now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, as we come alongside these beautiful ones gone. We thank you, Father. We lift up their arms. We come alongside and we say breakthrough, breakthrough, refreshing, refreshing. We contend, God. We contend for their breakthrough and their refreshing. We are expecting, God. We are expecting with joy. We're expecting, God. Refresh them, God. Release a fresh fire upon them now. A fresh hope. Give them eyes to see, God. New hope. New hope arise. Let hope arise again. Fill them, God. Fill them, God. We pour your love out upon them, God. We pour your love out. Go deep, God. Go deep. Go deep. She kidded me. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, that no one is alone in the fight, that we are never alone. You never leave us nor forsake us, and you have placed us in family where we never have to fight alone. So we thank you, God, yeah. We thank you, Lord, for your overwhelming love and your favor and your breakthrough, God. We cancel all weariness. And the picture I saw as he was showing me this, he said, instead of swimming, you just need to learn to float. You just flip it. You just learn to float. And you lean back in the love of the Father and you let him carry you. But you also are courageous to ask your family to carry you. So we thank you, God. We receive. Just thank him right now. Just thank him. Those who've received, just receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 25:11 says, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. We thank you, Lord. Teach us how to love one another well, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, worship team. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, give them a clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now, this is an Encounter Sunday. If you're visiting us today for the first time, the last Sunday of the month is what we call our equipping and transform time. It's an Encounter Sunday. And what that means is we encounter God anytime we're intention. He's always there, right? But on these Sundays, we are an equipping house. So we are intentional about releasing and activating the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be able to know how to partner with God in bringing revival and bringing the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, okay? And we believe that every single one of you as a son and daughter is being activated to extend the kingdom and to advance the kingdom wherever you are using whatever gifts he's given you and to activate those gifts. And so what we're going to do now is step into a time of physical healing. There are words of knowledge as a gift of Holy Spirit. It is factual information we should not know about you. Okay, but one of those ways is like all the different receptors and all the ways that you can hear God, whether it's by sight, imagination, hearing, sound, smell, an impression, a thought, even in your physical body. Earlier today, I'm assuming someone got healed because I don't feel it now, but there was a pain in my right hip. It was not mine. I didn't come in with it, right? But sometimes when we come into church, all of a sudden there's an ache in your body. Sometimes that's how God's talking to you, that this is what he wants to heal. Right. He wants to heal all of it. It's already been paid for. There's no disease or sickness in heaven. Amen. But sometimes when there's a word of knowledge, it's a now word that he wants to do this now. And by faith, we speak it out. And if we miss it, we miss it. Right. But we want to practice activating those things. So I'm just going to open up the floor and I want you guys to ask the Lord, Lord, what are you healing right now? Physical healing. And I'm going to invite you just to shout them out for me. We're family in here. So what do you hear? Right elbow, gut health, numbness in the hands, rheumatoid arthritis, lower right back, same, lower right back, jaw like TMJ, neuropathy, left lower leg, like the calf or the inside. So the more specific we get, the better, right? Like we lean in for the details. It's okay. Headaches. We had migraines earlier. Right foot. Now, I can tell you the list from the ones from first service, but you know God's being real specific about second service right now too, right? There are some others from first service and the prayer team that they got as well. I feel like we kind of already addressed some of those, but arthritis was one of those. I know there's an inner healing one I didn't mention in first service, but we kind of went after it through prophetic ministry, and that was about marriages being restored and healed as well. Sight and hearing, eyes and hearing, both spiritually and in the natural being healed. Tendinitis. We had leukemia in the first service, and it was confirmation because the Lord told that to me in the middle of the night. I was like, okay, Lord, leukemia. He's like, yeah, let's just go after cancer. And I said, sure, let's do it. And that's a personal one for me because I lost a brother to cancer. And so I take the intention, right, wherever I've paid a price, okay, I'm going to make the enemy pay for that one, right? He was stupid to mess with this one. So I'm like, okay, so is there anybody in here that's actually had diagnosis of cancer? I know we all know people, but is anyone actively fighting cancer in the room? Okay. She's a survivor. I'll send you over there to go pray for him in just a minute then, dear. Anybody else? Any other words? Okay, so if you are contending for anything that we just spoke out loud, I'm going to ask you to stand up in the room. Any of those that we just mentioned, if that's you, if that sounds like you, okay, I want you to stand up. And then everybody else is invited to pray. So I'm going to ask you to get up and go to one who is standing. I'm going to pray here in just a minute corporately, and then I'm going to invite you to pray for them as well, or you can just extend your hand, okay, toward those who need a healing. But just by the word of knowledge being released, we're agreeing with God by faith. If it's his word and we heard correctly, it's going to release, right? His word doesn't return void, so we're just partnering with it. So, Father, we thank you right now. We pray for healing, for the words of knowledge that have been released. We thank you, God, right now. All pain must go in Jesus' name. All inflammation leave. Any spirit of infirmity be bound right now and rebuked and cast out in Jesus' name, never to return again. We call all those things that are out of alignment back into alignment right now in Jesus' name. Muscles loosen, backs come into alignment. Inflammation go in Jesus' name. Blood disorders be healed right now and be restored. Endocrine system, hormonal balance come back into place. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Creative miracles be released. Whatever is needed to be recreated, we release it right now in Jesus' name. And we receive it right now. So just say, thank you, God. I receive it. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. I receive it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to take a minute and test it out. I know some of you might need a doctor's report or an x-ray or a blood test or something, but right now I want you to see, is there any difference? Something you couldn't do before? Has the pain shifted? For example, if the pain was an 8 and it's now a 7, something shifted. If it was an 8 and now it's a 2, even better. Okay? So if something has shifted, I want you to wave one hand at me. You feel like something has shifted. We got one here. Thank you, Lord. If it's completely gone and you know you're healed, two hands up. Woo-woo! We got two hands up over here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, so even Jesus prayed twice, so we're going to pray again. This is called contending. We're not begging. We're just pushing through. So we pray again. God, we thank you. We thank you for the one healing over here, God, and we thank you that you are multiplying healing all over the room right now. We activate healing angels to go and be sent right now to cause your word to come to fruition. We thank you for healing right now in Jesus' name. Restore, 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 restore to fullness and to wholeness. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God. We curse the spirit of cancer in Jesus' name. I curse the root of cancer in Jesus' name. I command every cell of cancer die and shrivel up right now in Jesus' name. We rebuke you and every spirit of infirmity, that curse that comes along with cancer, we curse you, cancer, in Jesus' name. We bind and rebuke it and we cast it in the pit of hell right now. We say, hands off. We say, hands off right now in Jesus' name. And we wash him in the blood of Jesus. We command every cell to come into alignment with heaven. We pour heaven's oil from the top of his head to the soles of his feet right now to bring healing and restoration. Healing and restoration. I release fire to burn up everything that doesn't belong right now. Fire be released right now. Fire be released. We say the spirit of untimely death, you are now gone in Jesus' name. We destroy your assignment against him in Jesus' name. We speak life, 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 multiplied life, God, life, like Caleb, God, like Caleb, God, that he is a man that'll be stronger at the end of his life than at the beginning, God. We thank you that you have more in store for him, and we release life over him right now in Jesus' name and in the blood and the authority of Jesus right now. We thank you. Let joy bubble up. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. This is a cancer-free zone. We declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. It is not allowed to continue any longer. We do not agree with any diagnosis. We erase it with the blood of Jesus. We erase it in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Who? We thank you, Jesus. All right, now test yourself out. If there's another shift, I want you to wave at me. If you feel like there's been a shift, and if it's completely gone, two hands up in the air. Thank you, Lord. We bless what you're doing. We just say more, God. Brian, do you mind coming up? And then Trish, if you'll come up and share your testimony as well. It's important that we share testimony, right? So we testify the goodness of God. He is still healing today, right? He's no respecter of persons, okay? And here's the other thing. In Revelation 12:11, the Lord highlighted this scripture to me in the middle of the night. I was praying since 4:38 this morning, and I haven't been asleep since. Like, he really had me up all night praying. And anyway, I'll go on to the other part in a second. I'm getting a little ADD right now. So in part of that, what he said was this scripture. He said, we defeated the enemy, right? Jesus said, I saw Satan fall down like lightning when he sent out the disciples to go and pray and extend the kingdom. He said, I saw Satan fall down like lightning. And that scripture describes that. In Revelation 12 and 11, he says, and they overcame him. They defeated the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, right? We didn't do anything. He did it. It's the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is the one that brings the healing, and that we can rest in the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, your testimony to the goodness of God, his nature, his character, who he is, as we see him active, as we testify to the gospel, the good news. Amen. And then what's the third part of that scripture? Some of you in first service don't say it yet. We tend to stop there, the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. But the third part is this, and they loved not their life even in the face of death. They love not their life, even in the face of death. How you overcome the enemy is the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, and you love not your life, even in the face of death. What does that mean? It means I'm already died, right? I've already died to myself. I'm alive in Christ, but I've already died to myself, and I do not fear death because death has no sting. I get to live forever, right? I get to live forever, so death is hollow. Right? We sang this song last week or a couple weeks ago. Have you heard the news? Death is hollow now. There is nothing to fear when it comes to death. We know who we are, but we will not let the enemy take a day that does not belong to him. The Lord is the one who has written the days of your life. He is the one that gets to determine it, and we get to contend for that fullness of life. But we surrender. When we say that we are dead to ourselves, that means it's not our way, not our timing. We don't get disappointed in it. We trust God in all things, and we just continue to stand in faith. But it's important, the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our life, even to the point of death. It's not about us. It's about him. He's the one that gets the glory in all things. And so we have to be careful when we get disappointed. We don't disappoint God from the throne. In the middle of it not showing up the way that we want and the time that we want, we have to keep reappointing God on the throne. He is still God. He is still good. He is for me, not against me, so whom shall I fear? Amen? It's very important as we're going to continue with this, but I want them to share their testimonies.
And mine is specifically about that. I've had a cyst on my wrist for over a year, and I have been standing, and I have been believing, and I've been anointing it with oil, and I've been speaking to the root and casting it, and all the things that we're taught that we know to do. I had to fight, always not the best, discouragement. People here prayed over me. Came up to the front and had prayer over me. I would do it over myself. I would anoint with oil, and I would still just not see it, and it is easy to get discouraged. I would contend. I went to the doctor. He did not give a very positive report on what he could do. But all I can tell you is I woke up Friday morning, and it was just totally gone. And I've been contending for over a year. I think there was something about a timing that I'm not going to release right now, just out of respect. But one of the things God has me in a place of, he says, what you freely received, I want you to freely give. And so I want to release healing over, especially if you have a cyst or anywhere in your body, but especially mine was on my right wrist, and it is just absorbed now into my body. It's about maybe 5%. You can barely see it. It was about the size of a grape, about that size. And I woke up, and it didn't just shrink. It's just gone. So I want to speak against discouragement. If you're standing and you are contending, that I just want to release hope to you. I want to release that faith, that you just receive that, that you don't get discouraged, you don't disappoint, that you're not disappointed, but that you just continue to stand, believe, and you have a family here that will stand and pray with you. And my testimony is that he will do it, and he will do it again.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brian.
So I had a pretty embarrassing story about how I hurt my back yesterday. closer. There we go. Is that good? Hurt my back and a rib, like right in here. And Chris paid for my rib earlier, and that got better. And then over here, my back, it's 100% better. So.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is good. Isn't he good? He is so good all the time. He is in the miracle business. He is in the healing business. And again, as we say here, we're here to equip the saints for the work of ministry. This is the children's bread. We all get to partner with it. I don't know about you, but the kingdom is fun. It's fun, okay? And so we have to hang on to these testimonies, and then you're going to take them with you. Who knows, but these words of knowledge that got released, even though they were released in this house, doesn't mean that they're necessarily for anyone in this house. They may be testimonies, words of knowledge that as you go today and throughout your week, you're going to be like, oh, you have this? Oh, they talked about that at church. Let me pray for you and release it then. Right? There's no like end date on a word that's being released, okay? It's still alive and active if it's from the Lord, right? Amen? So you have the ability to apply that as well as any of the testimonies that you've heard here or even other testimonies that you have, other stories. I know of others, you know, like that I've contended for, that I have seen, and I've heard other people say, oh, there's a breakthrough, and the Lord will bring it to my mind when I'm in front of somebody that has that same thing. And just sharing the testimony adds faith to the person that you can speak it and God will do it again. Amen. Amen. All right. So now I'm going to ask the prophetic team to go ahead and come on up. And before I forget, just in case, I don't know if we have any dream team still here this morning. No. Okay. Well, we'll have Erica do it. So at the front, we'll have the altar team. If you still need prayer for healing for anything, actually, we always invite you guys to pray at the end of service. There'll be an altar team up here, as well as our prophetic ministry team. And we usually have a dream team for dream interpretation as well. Any of our prophetic team can probably do that too, to be honest. We're going to do something a little bit different at the end of service, but we just want to invite you guys, never leave without getting ministry if you still need prayer, okay? We just want to make sure that you know that we're always here and available for you. But what we're about to do now is activate prophetic ministry. And what that means is we believe that every person can hear the voice of God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And even if you were not a believer and haven't fully come into Jesus, guess what? You can hear God too, because you had to hear him first to say yes to him anyway, right? So he can speak to everybody. So it's just about learning to attune your ear to hear him, how he speaks to you, all the different ways that he speaks to you. We had an amazing prophetic lab activation on Saturday where we practiced for 2 hours in doing that. It's a safe way to do that. But this team here has been trained and coached to be able to release individual and corporate words. We're going to do add-on words as well. So we're going to call out some people, give you some words, 2 or 3 of us will prophesy over one. And just remember that just because it wasn't prophesied over you, if it stirs your spirit, if it starts to edify you while I'm releasing or we're releasing it to somebody else, you can grab a hold of that by faith, because that's a word that is resonating with your spirit, okay? A lot of the times prophetic ministry is we're hearing something from the Father and it's confirmation of something he has already been talking to you about, right? That's the most fun, honestly. It's like, oh, it's just confirmation. Yeah, I've been talking to you. That's what it is. But sometimes prophetic ministry is also an invitation into something new. Prophetic is all about, it's going to speak identity and who the Father says that you are, but also what he's doing or gonna do, right? It's foretelling the future. Here's what's coming. Here's what's happening. But it's also forthtelling, where we actually get to co-create with God in the now word, right? So sometimes even if we see it, it's coming, it's about to happen. Sometimes you'll hear me say, go ahead and release it, because we have the ability to step in. If God's releasing that now, it's actually a now word, and we can say we release it now and we activate it now, right? Because we're co-creating with God, foretelling and forthtelling. And that's the ability to hear him, and here's what he's saying right now. God lives outside of time. Y'all know this, right? Right? So can those words. It's not up to us the time, but we come in and partner with it. So a real important thing, New Testament, New Covenant prophecy should edify, strengthen, and give comfort. It should build you up, draw you closer to God, not to any one of us, but to God. And there's revelation, interpretation, and application to the process. So we're going to have revelation and our interpretation. But the most important thing is you guys also test and judge the word, right? So you get an interpretation as well that might be different from ours, and you get to decide how to apply. In fact, most unhealthy prophetic ministry is because the people did not know to test and judge the word. Right? You are as equally as powerful, if not more so, than even we are in hearing the Lord. You're the ones who have the ability to hear the Lord too. You have the same Holy Spirit. Okay? All right. Who wants to start?
Kelsey, God sees you as a mighty woman. And more than that, very beautiful and talented. And you have been such a great steward of everything that he has given you. You are a wonderful mom, a wonderful wife. You're a wonderful photographer. You're a wonderful church member here with us. You're a sister in Christ. And God is very pleased with the way you've stewarded all the talents that he's given you. And he says, it's time for more. He says, well done, good and faithful servant. He says, you have been good with all the things that I've given you, and I'm going to double it. And often I see, when I see over people, I see a gifting that God wants to give them. Over you, it's a blank. And not because he doesn't know what he wants to give you. He's saying, this is a blank check. Ask, and it's yours. Okay?
Okay, so I saw like a royal cape, but it was kind of like Joseph's multicolor cape. And so I think it has to do also with Rob's, like it could be anything. Like all promises are yours. And so I just bless you that you are robed in royalty that for all to see. But also it's a fun color. So I just declare like childlike joy too to just follow you everywhere you go. Just like how that cape follows you everywhere you go. I just declare that the childlike joy would just follow you everywhere you go and that all of his promises are already yours.
Amen. That's good.
New word?
Or add-on?
Add-on. Kelsey, I just see, like your son is wrapped in the blanket, I see peace wrapping around you and that this won't be hard. This will be done in ease and you're going to step into it beautifully and with strength.
New word?
And hubby. Brother, you've been on my heart since I saw you this morning and I just wanted to release to you, I'm releasing peace to you right now. Right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, just pour out like oil upon both of them, Lord, but fill them with your peace. I release peace and I release the ability to rest. And I'm seeing something about your work vocationally. There's a new avenue or a new door that is opening, a new form of income that is coming that is different than what it's looked like before, that it's something that is happening right now. And I release it right now, that there's another door coming for you, and it's going to flash neon to you. You're going to see it. And it's going to be something different than what you currently are working in and walking in right now. So I just bless you with that in Jesus' name. The new, I don't know your names because I think this is the first time you guys have been here. Hi. Dustin? Okay. I had this sense that there's been a season of searching for you and traveling, and that God is saying that you're arriving, that season is behind you now, and that you're arriving in a place, and that you can rest easy, and that it's safe. He wanted me to tell you, if nothing else, the most important word is that you are safe, that you are protected, and that you are guarded, that he is, I think somebody said this earlier, he's your vanguard. He's got your back. So I just bless you with that you are coming into a season of the searching. And you will find what you've been seeking, and you are safe. And then also, I just saw what's your name, ma'am? Lindsay. As I had my hand on your shoulder, and I was praying for, I just saw him singing over you, like serenading you. And I was like, what do you want me to say to that? He's like, that's exactly what I want you to say. That she means that I love her and I love to sing over her and I love to bless her. And I just want her to be at peace and rest and know that she is beautiful in my eyes and she is precious to me. So I just release that in Jesus' name.
Lindsay, when I saw you, I saw beloved one. You are beloved. And I just see him speaking that over you and you stepping into that true identity of you are so precious, so loved, and your voice matters. You have a voice, you have a call to speak out, and your voice matters.
So I saw you two sitting at a table and the father serving you oatmeal, like nice hot oatmeal. And I felt like he was just saying, I'm still your parent, even though y'all are adults. Like, you're still in my house. I'm still covering you. I'm taking care of the bills and the responsibility and all the things that adults have to deal with, that I feel like you're in a season where he's like, I'm covering all of it for you. I just want you to be you, right? That's all kids have to do, is be them. So I just bless you that he's providing the warm meals. He's providing the comfort. He's doing the work. He's even making it. Like, you just have to sit there and eat it. So I just bless you to just drink him in and just be fed. And bless you.
Mm-hmm. Was it Dustin or Justin? Dustin with a D. That fits, because I saw a long and dusty trail that y'all have been walking along. And I saw you as a warrior, an Indian warrior, and his bride, walking along a long trail alone, and you felt like that there was no tribe for you. But I want you to know, we're your tribe. Not necessarily just Legacy Church, but the body of Christ as a whole is your tribe. The Father is saying, you're home. Welcome home. He loves you. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to try. He loves you just because he loves you.
Dustin, I heard the Lord say that you're a builder. I don't know if you do it in the natural or not, but he's given you the brain that works like an architect to be able to put things and pieces together. I kind of joke about Legos with my son, because he grew up with Legos, that he's like the master builder in the movie, you know, the master builder, that you actually don't need to just follow the book. You can, and you like it because it feels safe, but the Lord's actually releasing a creative thing in you right now to build differently. And it's what's going to be a little bit of a stretching in this next season, to be able to hear what he's building and you follow the plan, but there's a creativity that's coming for you to be able to stretch outside the box than what you've known before. And so when he said the word safe, it's like you're safe to be creative. You're safe to build along with what the Father is building, and to grab what his vision is for whatever the next thing is, because you have permission to go. You have permission to build and to stretch and to get creative and not necessarily do what feels like it should be safe, that's confined. But he actually says explore. There's like an adventure season for you right now. And so I feel like he's given you the green light. And I like to say this a lot too. It's a green light until it's a red. Like, just go. It's a green light until the Father says no and it's a red. It's a green light. You can go. He will lead you in the steps, but there's a blueprint that's very specific, and you like to kind of have things kind of all lined up and kind of in order on some level, but there's kind of a breaker that's coming through with that and creativity to give you permission to expand in some of that. And Lindsay, I actually see your heart. Like, you are a super soft, sweet heart, and you love the secret place with the Lord. You love prayer. You love worship. You love intimacy. When they were talking about dance, I actually saw that inside of you, that when you worship, you love to play, and there's a dancer inside of you. I actually see you when you're about 4 or 5 years old. I don't know if you did dance, but I see you twirling. I see you twirling. I don't know if you did ballet, but that's what I see. I see you doing ballet, and I see you twirling, and there's freedom in movement. And it's kind of like sometimes we, you know, when we grow up, we kind of fall in line. We kind of follow the rules. We kind of doing the things that are supposed to be right. Right. And I feel like, again, the Lord is releasing a freedom to you to be able to play and to release some laughter and to release some joy. And again, I hear coloring outside the lines, that there's an expansion for the both of you, so that whatever it is that's been on you has now been lifted off. So thank you, Lord. New words.
Okay. So Ms. Domily, but then also Miss Natalia and Caleb, like, it was for both of y'all, even though you're on opposite ends. Okay, so I felt like Jesus was saying that, what I saw actually was curtains being open and like dust kind of flying and angels coming in and just cleaning house. And so I feel like it's really time to just, you sit and the cleaning surface is coming to y'all. Like, you don't have to do it. So I just bless y'all that cleaning, that it's springtime, cleaning time is here. Y'all are going to sit down, and Jesus is just going to clean shop for you, Okay, and I just feel like also opening those curtains, like the sun is just going to beam on you. Like wherever you go, the windows are all open and it's beaming down. So I just bless you, which is sunshine. And I just declare like it's the Lord's favor that wherever you go and there's no more dust, all that dust has been wiped away. Everything's been cleaned and that you guys are entering a new season. So and it's perfect for spring. I just bless that. Spring season for you too.
Domily, I am trying to see how to release it. I feel like I see where you're seated in the room right now. And what God told me was front and center. That he's pulling you off the sideline and from the edges and from the perimeters. And he's pulling you into relationship, not only with him, but with a community. And I saw these crowd of hands and people carrying you and pulling you into community. That you are seen, that you are known, that you will be better known, and you will walk in the fullness of who you are as you accept the fullness of the community that he sent around you. So I just call that into the now, right now, in Jesus' name.
This is for Nico. I see the Lord putting tap shoes on you. And when I think of shoes, I think of peace, and you're stepping into peace. But there's something about the rhythm of peace that you're doing. It has a cadence to it, and it releases a frequency of heaven. It's like a heaven song in the way that you step, in the way that you walk in peace is going to release an empowerment for other people to walk in peace. So that cadence of peace, whatever that is that you're walking in, God's putting the new shoes on your feet. So how you've been walking, there's going to be a cadence to it now, and there's peace going out from it now that has the power to shift the atmosphere. So I release that environment shifting peace over your cadence and over your walk.
That's good. All right, let me just call them out or share. Okay, cool. This gentleman here, hello, and yes, you in the black polo. So I heard Just Do It, which is actually kind of like, I know it's the Nike saying too, so I was like, oh, look, he's wearing Nike. That's one of my sayings, though, for children's ministry as well, and I feel like, so I tell the teachers, here's the guidelines, but if Holy Spirit tells you to do something otherwise, just do it. And I'll take the fall if something goes a little sideways. Like, you will not get any yelled at by parents. I will, and I will say it was my idea. And I'll say in 7 years, no one's ever complained. But I feel like the Father is saying that, like, he's going to be me for you. Like, just do it, and I got you covered. Like, even if things go a little sideways, a little wonky, and I feel like there's something playful, like something kind of exciting and fun that you haven't maybe necessarily done before, or it's been a long time, that's coming forward, and you're like, oh, do I do that? Do I not? And then just do it. He's got you covered. Don't worry. It's not even if things went sideways, he's going to take care of it. Nothing's going to fall on you. So I just bless you with like a playful, exciting, something new is coming in. So I just bless you with that fun and the excitement of knowing that he's got you covered. You can follow
that up. And I noticed your shirt was black and white, but you're not made to see in just black and white. You're made to see in color. I see new things being opened to you, and you're seeing things you haven't seen before. And we declare that you have vision, and that your vision is technicolor, and you can see 3D things that you couldn't see before. Father, we just bless his vision.
I had a corporate word that I felt needed to be released in second service, and it's something I've been holding on to since Fire on the Altar. But I had an image of the Israelites standing, and they were being trapped by Pharaoh's army was pursuing them, and they had the Red Sea in front of them, and they're like, how am I supposed to get across this? How am I supposed to do this? You know, and we tell ourselves, I'm surrounded by the enemy, and I've got no hope. And we watch the media, and we're like, woe is me. But our God is bigger. And I believe that right now we're in the season of seas being parted, ways being created where there seems to be no way. And so the corporate word that I'm releasing over everyone in this room is breakthrough over those things that you faced that you did not have a solution for. That right now solutions are being released and dropped into your minds. That divine strategies are being released right now in the name of Jesus. And even when you just throw up your hands and God and say, God, I still don't got nothing. He's like, don't worry about it because I'm the one who parts the water. You just keep standing. So I just bless you guys, and that breakthrough is coming, and it's on its way. In Jesus' name.
All right, so as I was saying earlier, the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night and just kind of showed me several different visions and dreams or whatever about some different things to do. And I don't always like to do the same thing twice. So I'm always asking him, do you want to do what we did in first service and second service? He said, absolutely. So there's three groups of people that he wanted me to highlight today. And he said the first one was one we already dealt with, and that was those that felt weary while doing good. He said those have been fighting in a battle with a sword. This is my William Wallace sword. And he said those have been fighting in a battle with a sword, and they've just gotten weary. And like Moses, they need people to come alongside and hold their hands up so they can keep fighting. And it takes courage to ask for help, that you're not supposed to go it alone. Okay, you might be a pioneer and a forerunner, but you're never supposed to do it alone. You're never alone because God's with you. But there's also a time to call in for reinforcements and to call in for help to hold your arms up so you can keep going. And so we addressed that already. But if you're still one who was one that needed to do that, then I want you to come and do the prophetic act that we're going to do here in just a moment. And we know that that's you, then that's okay. When you come in and you receive the sword, I'm going to have what I saw. I literally saw a picture of Stephen and Jay holding the sword and people coming down a center aisle, and they're just going to hold the sword. Okay. And then you're just going to take two breaths in while they say, more, Lord. So it's just in and out. Just let it really settle that you are not alone, that you have people who are coming alongside you, and they're just going to release a refreshing over you. Even if we already prayed for you, you can still come and do that, okay? The second group of people are people who've been hiding their sword in the sheath, and he says he's calling you out now. And it's really calling you up. He's calling you up into finally releasing the sword, coming forward, and it's like a time of enlisting, right? Like you're enlisting into the army. Now it's time to use the sword. Now it's time to get the word out. Now it's time to be able to speak what he is saying to speak. That's why we've been doing fire in the altar every other month now, is because he said to increase it and to teach my people not only to worship, but to do and be prophetic intercessors, that we're to say what he is saying, to decree what he is decreeing, and come out and do it with authority. Whenever we put on the armor of God, right, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, shoes for the readiness of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the very word of God, right? So it's not just the logos word, it's the rhema word. This is what he's saying. This is what he's doing. And some of you guys have been hiding in the caves and you've been hiding your swords, and he says it's time to unsheath it and let's go. Okay, there's an enlistment time. Some of you are being enlisted right now to step up and to step into this new thing and to be bold and not be afraid. Okay, so no more hiding. Now, the third group of people he specifically highlighted at 4:38 in the morning, he highlighted those that were of the tribe of Levi. They're Levi's oldest son. They were called Gershon. And the Gershonites, or what the different tribes of Levi, were all given different assignments to take care of the tent of meeting or the tabernacle. Okay, but particularly the Gershonites, the oldest son, they were the ones who were in charge of taking care of the covering of the tent, the curtains, the rope, the entryway, those kinds of things, right? To make sure to set when they set up the tent, because they had to break the tent down, set it back up, break it down. Well, this represents those who are called to prophetic intercession, those who are called to be watchmen on the wall, those where prayer is a calling. We're all supposed to pray, but some of you are being called right now to step in and to step in more. And very specifically in that scripture, it talks about the Gershonites. They were specifically saying, call in the men age 30 up to 50. Now he's highlighting, I'm going to tell you now, everyone is invited, but he's highlighting this particular age, and not just men. I'll say this includes women as well. But there's something about the ages between 30 and 50 where you're in your building season between 30 and 50, and it's being activated now. There's something about prayer that he is activating us into a deeper place of prayer. God said that my house is a house of prayer, right? And the prayers of the righteous avail much. So it's time to come alongside and partner with him. So those of you also, it's like you're coming in, you're being enlisted. So as they hold the sword, you're going to come up and you're going to hold onto the sword, and you're just going to receive what the Lord wants to release into you as you step into the authority, knowing now that he's going to teach you how to wield this sword and to step into battle. But remember, we don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. It's already finished. We're already conquerors, right? We're more than conquerors. Remember what I said earlier, we defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. has nothing to do with us. He already did it. The word of our testimony, where we come into agreement and we say what he's saying. We testify to who he is and what he has done. And we love not our own lives to the point of death. There's no more fear in us. When you're all in, and you're not afraid to move forward with him, because we can't lose. Amen? So that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to ask Stephen and Jay to go ahead and come on up. I'm going to ask you guys if you'd like to participate in this. You're going to form a center line right here. We'll have the altar team go ahead and come through first. Those of you guys to come in first, and the prophetic team to go ahead and come through first. If you want to do it again, you can double dip. It's totally okay. If you did it in first service as well. And then we'll create a prayer, chain or whatever for you guys as well. So before we do this, I'm just going to pray for us corporately. So we'll be ending service after this, if you want to come and participate in this prophetic act, and that will be the close of service, okay? So Father, I thank you. As you release this word right now, I thank you that the weary ones are not alone, that you have placed them in community and in family where we can come alongside and hold up their arms. And we thank you that you are refreshing them in this season. I thank you, Father, for those that you're calling, Lord, into, out of the caves. You're calling them into a new season to be seen, to be heard, to know, and to be able to move forward in victory for the things that you're calling them into and commissioning them into. And Father, and I thank you for those builders, the Gershonites, that are going to be those watchmen on the wall, the intercessors, that you're calling them into a deeper place in the secret place and into prayer to cover the tent of meeting and to be the ones who are watching, Father, for you. And so I thank you that you're giving them fresh eyes, eyes to see higher and farther than what they've known before. And we thank you that you're releasing a higher measure of faith and authority, God, that we may be the ecclesia, the sons and daughters of God, who will actually be the governing council on the earth, releasing heaven. So we thank you, God, for what you're doing. And we say yes to you as we receive in this prophetic act what you want to do in us right now. And we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.